Arts and Culture Minister Catherine Martin has announced the individual returns from the 1926 census. They're going to be published online and searchable free of charge by April 2026. And €5 million has been set aside to provide for the digitisation and publication of more than 700,000 individual return sheets. For more on all of this, let's talk now to Catriona Crowe, former head of special projects at the National Archives of Ireland. And we've spoken about all of this before, Catriona, the significance of seeing the 1926 census digitised, openly accessible 100 years on.
Well, it's terrific. It would have been even more terrific had they done it 10 years earlier, because it would have been lovely to have had the 1926 census as part of the suite of remarkable records that we were able to consult during the decade of centenaries. It's going to give us amazing information that will tell us a lot about that very turbulent decade. And we have to remember the previous census was 1911. We couldn't have a census in 1921 because the War of Independence was raging and it was impossible to do it. So this is going to cover a decade where we had World War One, the 1916 Rising, the War of Independence and the Civil War. So it's a census carried out by a fragile new state, which now, of course, is partitioned. In 1911, Ireland was the island was all one. By the time we get to 1926, there are two states. And very sadly, the 1926 census for Northern Ireland appears to have been lost. So we're very lucky to have been able to retain our one.
How big a job, based on your experience of digitising the 1911 census, how big a job is it?
It's a big job. This has to be done from scratch. I was lucky enough to have the microfilms of 1901 and 1911 available. They were then transported in the diplomatic bag, which isn't a bag, it's a space on an airplane, across to Canada, where they were put into machines that whizzed at 100 miles an hour and turned them into digitised images. In this case, the National Archives, and I'm sure RTE will be talking to people from the archives about what's involved, will have to disbind the original returns, which are bound up in canvas covers, conserve them to make sure that they're safe and able to be digitized, and then photograph or scan each sheet. And it's usually not possible to do that by machine scanning. Each sheet has to be handled separately. So that whole area of preservation and conservation is going to be very important to this. Then, of course, the material will have to be transcribed, as happened with 1901 and 1911. The statement yesterday issued by the minister told us that the same information will be digitised. In other words, nearly all of it. So we'll be able to know age, name, location, occupation, religion, relationship to head of family, and a whole plethora of details about people's housing situation at the time. So it's going to be wonderful because we don't know very much of the detail of ordinary life in 1926. Certainly not at this level. Censuses give you micro-history at a level that isn't available from any other research source. So it'll be fantastic for genealogists. It'll be wonderful for scholars generally who'll be able to use and manipulate this material really well. And I suppose the main thing about the census is that it's quite an emotional thing when people see the original return signed by their ancestor, their great-grandfather, great-grandmother, there in front of them. There's the signature, there's the form filled out on the 18th of April, 1926. People do tend to get quite emotional when they see it and can discover all kinds of things they didn't know. So it's going to be a remarkable event for everybody. I'm hoping that, as one family did in 1911, people put their pets into the 1926 census. Tatters Cullen of Blessing the Street was a great star of the 1911 census and is now known all over the world as being the dog in the census. So maybe we'll have dogs, cats and other exotic pets in the 1926 census. They will be enumerated if they're there.
As ever, thank you so much for talking to us about this, Catriona Crowe, because you really have a way of bringing these things to life. And I imagine there's going to be a huge amount of traffic when those results, the 1926 census, becomes available online from April 26. Catriona Crowe, thank you. It's 6 minutes to 9.